This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Cookouts, barbecues, and picnics are the most popular activity on the 4th of July, according to the National Retail Federation. And that means plenty of ketchup and mustard, or maybe sriracha. Chipotle mayo? The condiment aisle is a lot more interesting than it used to be, and as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, that's created some challenges for plain old ketchup.
I'm standing in the condiment aisle at my local grocery store, and there are at least half a dozen varieties of ketchup on the shelves. There's regular Heinz tomato ketchup, then there's the organic variety, no sugar added, no salt added, no artificial sweeteners.
There's certainly been a proliferation of varieties of what's essentially still basic ketchup.
That's Mike Richardson, a food industry analyst at the Fredonia Group. He says as American diners have become more adventurous in the last decade, ketchup sales have stayed pretty flat at around $1 billion a year.
The development of some of these new variations of ketchup has been an effort to retain the customer base for ketchup that might otherwise have gone in search of something more exciting.
Or something that at least seems more healthy. Hunt's, made by ConAgra, just released a new best ever ketchup that's made with sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. Heinz is still king of ketchup. Molly White, head of marketing for sauces and condiments, says a lot of the brand's growth is coming from organic, sugar-free, and salt-free varieties.
And that better for you segment for us, that represents more than 15% of our sales, and it's been growing year over year.
Hot's also hot. There's jalapeno and sriracha ketchup. And if you thought mayo chup, the ketchup mayo combo Heinz introduced last year, was just a gimmick, meet Ed Chip, ketchup mixed with pop star Ed Sheeran. In this commercial, he pulls a bottle of Heinz out of his backpack at a fancy restaurant to everyone's horror.
You know, the food looked good, but I just thought there was something missing.
And the stakes for product innovation are high, says Rita McGrath, a professor at Columbia Business School. Heinz just hired a new CEO after posting a $12.6 billion loss last quarter.
So any bit of erosion, any bit of pressure on their market share or footprint is going to drop right to the bottom line and cause harm.
Making this a big weekend for fireworks and condiments. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.